as you walk the aisle. Said I'd do an ounce in the train, walking down the aisle is like I'm walking in the rain. When they could take his hand, it didn't fit in all of the best favorite plans. This all happened in Cindy's dream, and my mind knew my life with a hammer that day. Makes me laugh, makes me cry, makes me shake my head. See you and Mr. Homer, the lights, you had not. He rises so high. Oh dear pal, won't you come to me? There's a man in here run constantly. Now I count down, it's a feed and we got the box club for you to ease a debt to me. Makes me laugh, makes me cry, makes me shake my head. See you in the sun over her eyes. You have not put me down so high. Thank you.
just strung off our upcoming new record coming out next month. As featured in Pitchfork magazine. Who knew? Who'd have thunk? In my Roger Maris year, a hipster for a day. Thank you, Pitchfork. Probably the only reason they put us in there, put us on there, was Justin Vernon from Great Bon Iver. Sings background on it. But Gibbro was in a hell of a rock, a hell of a Justin right there. How you feeling, Gibb? He's good enough for the people. He's a little under the weather after that, so give him a break. Give him a good grade as well as what he does. Now we'd like to do another song from our newest music. And this is a song from our oldest record 30 years ago this year.
Bye. Yeah. Thank you.
Jim Joel on the guitar. Ross Foley on the fiddle. It's been a while since I played in this town. We played a few years ago. We played the Val Air Ballroom. I love it. It's no longer a place. It's no longer an amphitheater. Too bad. We would have come back there anytime. Had a good old party there. And in fact, I think we were playing songs like this. It's crisping like crazy, so I'm gonna go ahead and do that Ross Holmes once again. Okay. Excellent. It's the first time Ross and I have jumped into that together. It's going to get better. So glad you all came. Thank you very much. Actually, I myself, as a solo pianist, have played in the state three times last year. I played Iowa City and Cedar Falls, UNI, and Mason City, Frank Lloyd Wright. So, and I loved every gig I played in Iowa, and this is what it's for before. So, this is a nice rowdy crowd. You want it? We've got the fairly up tempo so far. We'd like to placate the soft chords. You only know about 5 or 6 of my songs. With that, we'll be very kind to you. I play a song that I wrote with my old Texas pal, Don Henley. I see the Wells Fargo Arena back here. It's the home of the Iowa Energy, the NBDL, and there's a great chance that you'll see my son, Keith Hornsby, playing in the evening next year. Former LSU Tiger, and very possible that he will wind up playing against your team. And so maybe we'll be out there. Anyway, this is a song that was written -6 years before my sons, Keith and Russell Hornsby, were born. It's a song I was able to say for 11 years in a row that this was the title song of Don Henley's latest record. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
And roll beneath the deep blue sky. In and out of color in the world, mother and daddy standing behind. Huddling up her active face, we've been poisoned by these of fairy tales. Warriors dwell on small details as daddy had to fight. Oh, and I know of this where we can go. Still untouched by, oh, we could sit and watch clouds roll by and the tall grass and waves in the wind. Oh, this is the end. This is the end. Walking for spacious skies. Those skies are burning. Leading plowshares into soap. That tarot man is no longer king. Armchair warriors often fail. We've been poisoned by these fairy tales. Warriors dwell on small details since daddy had to die. Going on a place where we can go. Wash away this sin. Oh, we could sit and watch the clouds roll by and the tall grass and waves in the wind. this will last. We can't say fast both of us. Somewhere back there in the dust, since my time we shared this. I need to remember.
Thank you.
Thomas been with me for 26 years. Got his start with Captain Beefheart. He developed a lot of stamina on that gig. You know, we'd like to do a fun song right now. It's a recorded song that features JT starting it off. It's about a friend of mine. Who I write songs with now. He and I used to go to the bars, cruise the bars, and we were just pitiful. Never were successful. But we would love to go and laugh at people we thought were hilarious. Then we realized the joke was on us anyway. Case in point, we had our friend Jimmy, who went and joined the gym, whose posing was a sight. We thought he looked like a clown in tights, but we were the ones home alone that night. We were the pitiful ones. Sherry loved his style. We loved to laugh at ladies and gentlemen, former bluegrass porn star, Mr. Digger Sorghum. He starred in a famous movie called Poor Henry. Jorge Lazzari. Is it Lazzari or Lazzari? How'd the teacher call you in that funky ass school? Lazzari.
Thank you.
blow a fresh kiss at the sky. It's so busy leaning on you. It's like you'll never, never get dry. It's so mad you stab at me.
Trees go all around.
reaching out, reaching out for those eyes. Everybody hears a number, God made. I guess it's all right we need. I'm still on a very long day. In the absence of company, Another song from our upcoming rehab reunion. reunion record. It's called the Rehab Reunion. I get more to drink at a Holy Communion, this evening of bliss, after sober conclusion. Will I reminisce of the Father's exclusion? My life is on the plate after the Rehab Reunion. This is also on this record. It's an old song. Yeah. 30th anniversary of our first record, so we're going to be playing it in a couple of spots along the way this summer in its entirety. So it's made us have to learn a couple of things about the songs we have been playing for years. Like that second song we played, The Long Race. We haven't played this one even longer. And so we're going to join Resurrecting. I got a good great story about my grandfather. He's a Tishwara. My grandfather, I never knew him. He died here before I was born. Trusty old country boy, and his sons, my dad's younger brothers, Norman and Billy, they had a little party with a friend of theirs, and three couples were dancing to the radio. It's about 1951 when this happened. Dancing to the radio in the afternoon, and then it was back when people dressed for dinner. So the young dates went upstairs and dressed for dinner. So the three young men were hanging out on the screen porch, side screen porch, and old J.W. Hornby comes out and says to them, boys, and I'm just so envious of y'all, I'm just so jealous, y'all are in the prime of your life, you got these beautiful young girls, you're just fantastic, I'm just so envious of you. Not much going on with me anymore. As you see, I like my food. He pats his big gut. So at this point, he says, I'm just building a monument over the dead. When you get it, you go, really? So since that went over like a turn to punch bowl, we'll play a song. What's the definition of a trombone player? An optimist. What's the definition of an optimist, a trombone player with a beat? What do you say to a trombone player? Thanks for the pizza. There are variations on it. You could put, banjo in there, glockenspiel, trumpet, accordion for dancer. Yes, right. What do you say to the accordion player? Thanks for the Papa John's. Okay, here we go. Sorry, that was...
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.